You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of the Ideal Business Show, and my special guest today is the one and only Todd Durkin, the guy that I often refer to as the Tony Robbins of the fitness industry. I mean, Todd works with high profile clientele, professional athletes from just about every sport. You know, he's one of the most influential people in our industry, clearly, you know, recognized Trainer of the Year, speaks on the Perform Better Tour, speaks everywhere. His gym is really my favorite gym I've ever visited, Fitness Quest 10. You know, recognized in men's health as one of America's top 10 gyms each and every year, and well-deserved. And I mean, above all else, you know, Todd is, you know, he's an influencer, he's a leader, he's a guy that's making our industry better. And that's really, you know, why I wanted to kick off the Ideal Business Show interviewing Todd, because I knew he was really going to set the tone for helping people go out there and pursue their passion, you know, have a bigger impact, earn better income, really build their ideal business. So with that, welcome, Todd.
Wow, Pat, what an introduction. I'm honored to be here and to be the first guest of Ideal Business. What a humbling opportunity. Thank you.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously I've enjoyed the friendship that I've built with you and just being able to see everything that you've done in the industry here. So it's just been great. So I wanted to, you know, really use this as an opportunity to help people kind of understand kind of where you've been, where you are now, how you've built your ideal business, and, you know, kind of what the future holds. Do you mind taking a little bit of time to give our listeners the backstory of Todd Durkin?
Sure. And I'll make it quick, Pat, but it is important, I think, because I believe that everyone has a life worth telling a story about. Whether someone's just starting out in this great industry of ours, or they've been a seasoned veteran of 20, 25 years plus like myself, who's, you know, certainly had their shares of lumps and bruises and bumps along the way. I kind of got into the fitness and sports performance training industry by mistake. I was always an athlete. I always loved fitness. I always loved sports. As a matter of fact, I played professional football overseas. I was a quarterback. And it was there in 1995 that I blew out my back, herniated three discs, spinal stenosis, and degenerative back disease, left me motionless on a football field. I went on this five-year journey to try to heal my back pain without having surgery. I already had my undergraduate degree in kinesiology from William Mary. I already had my massage therapy background from a school down in Atlanta, Georgia, where I went in one of my off seasons. But I really dove deep into what my purpose was, because since the time I was 5 years old, I just wanted to play football in the NFL. And now it wasn't an option any longer. And lo and behold, I sought out all these gurus and healers and doctors and orthopods and chiros and physical therapists and massage therapists, yogis, you name it, I tried it. That led me to eventually moving from the East Coast of New Jersey all the way out here to LA, where I became a massage therapist and personal trainer to someone in Hollywood. Discovered that despite living in Malibu and working with all the stars, that's not what really ultimately made my heart happy. So I went to grad school at San Diego State in the late 90s, got my master's degree in biomechanics and sports medicine. And it was there that I was able to create my dream of opening my own studio. And I had no clue, Pat, what the heck I was doing. Literally no clue. I just knew I wanted to help people. And it was year 2000, January of 2000 to be exact, when I started Fitness Quest 10. And I was fortunate enough to have a mentor that I had just met by chance or not to help me with some of the early lessons I learned, like, hey, negotiate 3 months rent free when you get the keys so it could help you start up business. And from there, that's when things got started. And the first few months, I remember, I was like in phenomenal shape because I had no clients. I literally had zero clients when I started. So I was working out like 4 hours a day. I was training myself. I was like thinking, how am I going to get clients in the door to eventually pay rent? You know, without much time, fortunately, I got a few clients and that started allowing me to pay the bills. It was a very scary time for me because I never knew I wanted to open a business. I just knew I wanted to help people. 16 years later now, Fitness Quest 10 is operating at a very high level. We have 38 employees. We have 18 strength coaches, massage therapy, Pilates, massage, chiropractors, physical therapists, yoga, nutrition, a host of other opportunities along the way. And it's been quite a journey in the 16 years that I started Fitness Quest 10 and all the great experiences along the way.
So, you know, I know you've talked to me a little bit about kind of the evolution of Fitness Quest 10, and you're even pretty nostalgic about, you know, the kind of split space and what you refer to as the roots. So how do you, you know, I mean, how do you go from being a startup that doesn't know anything, don't know anything about being a business owner, to being now, you know, one of the most well-regarded businesses in the entire country when it comes to fitness and performance?
Well, things have grown a lot. I mean, our team has grown. Certainly the number of clients and members that we work with have grown. Our opportunities have grown. I think a lot of our core values that I said have really remained the same. And one thing that I have always been true to is trying to stay passionate and love what I do and really truly trying to care for people. That's a mantra of mine always been, is like, it's been ingrained from my fathers. They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And it's now even more important even than when I was started, because you know, there's times when I don't know every single client that always comes into Fitness Quest 10 now. We serve over 500 people a week, and there's, you know, a lot of sessions going on. But I always, with my team and the culture here, is I want it to be a caring, positive, and energetic environment. And when I started Fitness Quest 10, that's how we built it. There was no fancy marketing efforts. It was nothing except pure serving people, truly serving people and caring for people and going above and beyond to serve them to make sure that they got the results that they wanted. It just so happened to be that I set some intentions in 2001. I wanted to train more athletes, and that's when I became the sports massage therapist to the Chargers. That's when I met LaDainian Tomlinson. LaDainian brought in Drew Brees. And then in the athlete market, certainly it's word of mouth. And people always ask me, well, how you got started with the athletes? It was because of an intention. And then, you know, the 2,000 square feet grew to 3,000 square feet. And then 6 years into business, I had the intention of opening, quote, my world-class training facility and expanding that. And we did that. We had a $500,000 expansion. And where we live right now is 8,000 square feet. Yes, it's split. We still have original 3,000 square feet. And now we have our 5,000 square foot space that's located about 125 steps. I've counted it many times. It separated our upper studio. The Roots is where we started 16 years ago. And in 2006 and 7, when we expanded, this is where we do a lot of our performance training and, you know, a lot of the other aspects of our business. But it's always been under the ideals that we have to truly care for people. My team has to be made up of ones that have hearts that care for people. If we're in it for altruistic reasons, then it's the right reason. Yes, I want people to have a career. I want us all to generate the type of money that they want. But I think that comes around when you really serve people and you do everything you can to make people happy and to put smiles on their faces. And I was saying this, just my 3.5 day mentorship just wrapped up. And I said, it's interesting nowadays. We have all these technological devices, heart rate monitors, and, you know, my zone and the polar training zone and all these things I believe in and love, but we don't have a parameter to measure the number of smiles that we put on people's faces. And that truly is going to dictate the experience that a client, customer, or member has in a facility. And that's truly what's important. So if we can get the physiological results and we can change certainly one's body fat in inches and body weight along with how one feels, then I believe we've captured someone for life and that we could truly change their world.
You know, I mean, I think that you summed up exactly kind of the feeling that I get whenever I come to visit your facility. When I walk in, it's just kind of, you're hit with this rush of how couldn't somebody want to train here? I mean, everybody greets you with a smile. Everybody, in my case, you know, I've been there a few times now, so some of them, you know me, so they greet me by name. I mean, there's a ton of positive energy. I mean, there's this real kind of inside out approach, I think, just from an observational standpoint, that I'm sure has been a driver in you guys becoming the success that you are. Just, I mean, the culture on the inside of the business. I mean, how can't people share that with friends, with family members, with coworkers? Because, I mean, I have no doubt that coming there, spending time, you know, at the facility is often the best part of their day.
Yeah. And, you know, Pat, it's a great point. And I think it's important for any fitness professional that's listening in today is to remember that when people come into your business for the first time, they're intimidated. They're scared. I mean, as a fitness professional, this is our comfort zone. We're used to being in weight rooms. We've been around weight rooms our whole life. But when someone is overweight or they have low self-esteem or they don't feel good about themselves or they're fighting disease, when they walk in, it's not very comforting for them. They're not in their comfort zone. So I study world-class brands. I mean, I truly study them. I visit them. I stay at them. I read books on them. When I come in contact with a person that runs a world-class brand, I do everything I can to pick their brain about what makes that place world-class. How do you deliver customer service in an exceptional way on a consistent basis, especially initially when people are intimidated or scared to come in? In the gym business, that's something that we have to be really, really aware of, because, you know, if people's egos are through the door or they look intimidating or they look fit, people are judging you. We have training. We train our system. I mean, I jokingly call Fitness Quest 10 the Magic Kingdom of all gyms. But I jokingly say that, but I also love studying Disney and I love studying Ritz Carlton's and I love studying Nordstrom and Starbucks. And what makes these operations operate at such a high level? And it's the experience that they have. And how do I fire up my team of 38 people on a consistent basis, regardless of what's going on in their outside personal lives, to come into the Magic Kingdom, to come into Fitness Quest 10 with a smile on their face, even if you're not feeling great that day? And there are literally things that we do to help drive that, so that whether you come in, Pat, or like today, I had a guest in one of my classes from Atlanta. He had heard about Fitness Quest 10. He had come in. He had an amazing experience. He took my class. He had a massage therapy session, and then he was on his way, and he commented on just what a positive experience he had. Well, it's because our directors of first impressions at the front desk truly set the tone from the start when they gave him a tour and they had a smile on their face and they asked him about who he was and why he's here. And of course, he had a great workout and a great session because, you know, our trainers and our fitness staff and therapists all are world class. But it takes time and effort by the leaders of an organization to install systems and to reinforce systems and to give feedback on systems. And I think the best of the best businesses have systems and they continually update and provide feedback on their systems.
Man, that's awesome. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about, you know, really what your business looks like today, because I know there, you know, there are basically two divisions, right? There's Fitness Quest 10, but then there's Todd Durkin Enterprises, which, you know, it's a lot of the stuff that I think that the training world sees. You know, they see you out speaking. They probably own, you know, some of your products. They might be members of, you know, some of the coaching solutions you have, like the mastermind program. You know, and I know that being able to kind of diversify what fitness professionals do, I mean, that's something they want to do, right? Like, they all look at somebody who's in your spot and they say, you know, I'm interested in maybe going out there and speaking at some of these high profile events. I'm interested in going out there and documenting some of my expertise to share it with others. So first of all, if you don't mind, I mean, can you kind of talk about what your overall business looks like now, but then maybe even back up a step and talk about how it evolved from you just doing great work in San Diego to becoming essentially a global presence?
Right. It's great when you talk about building your ideal business. It certainly is a bit different. The landscape is different today than it was back in the year 2000. And heck, even back in 2007, 2008, before the economy changed, before there were smartphones and before there was all of the social media that exists now, it's much easier to reach out to people and connect people beyond your zip code. I want to clarify and emphasize, you do not need to be a brick and mortar owner to create success today. You don't need to do that. I would say, as a matter of fact, you must know that it's your purpose. You want to have a gym, or you want to be a brick and mortar owner if you truly want to have a gym, because it is a full-time job. And you have to know that you have every passion in your bone that you want to do everything that you need to do to make that place successful. The competition is much, much keener today than it was even 5 years ago, let alone, 10 or 15 years ago. So we're in a much different landscape today. I mean, Fitness Quest 10 is all I emphasized and focused on for the first 6 or 7 years of my life. And then I had more speaking opportunities. And Todd Durkin Enterprises grew as a result of the growth of our brick and mortar. I got busy. I got so busy that I started hiring more people, and I still got busy. I'd raised my rates, still got busier. I had a lot of inquiries from trainers because of the athletes I was working with. So I created a 7-set sports performance DVD. I started a 3-set video series, cassette tapes. I mean, you can imagine that, VHS tapes on optimal performance body work, which were a form of body work that I learned from my mentors, Dub Lee, who taught Zen body therapy, Rolfing, structural integration, Feldenkrais, and energy work. So my optimal performance body work DVDs were some of my earliest ones. And I started to see that I could scale my message beyond just my brick and mortar here in San Diego. And I started to do workshops. And you know, it's interesting. The first workshop that I ever did, I only had 5 people at it, and 3 of them were employees. So I had 2 people at my first workshop. Sometimes, people think you gotta be on the platform and perform better at IDEA to be successful. I'd say start in your own studio or facility. And even if you're not the owner and you're just, maybe you're in your 20s or 30s or you're green in the field and you want to get going, just start serving your existing people and being a hero in your own community. And watch what happens, because then if you want to, you can then always create programs, products, coaching programs, manuals, whatever it may be that really is aligned with your purpose. And that's how it happened for me. It was very organic. So Fitness Quest 10, which is still my anchor, 70% of business comes here in the sanctuary at Fitness Quest 10. But I do a lot of work through Todd Durkin Enterprises now. All my speaking, all my education, I do 40 speaking events a year worldwide. We've got programs, as you said, Pat. I run a mastermind group with a couple 100 trainers in there, which is just a virtual way for me to continually coach coaches to greatness. I have my live mentorship once a year, which is a very deep immersion in business leadership and personal development. I really, really study personal development. And I always say that you can only take a client on a journey as far as you've taken yourself. How far have you taken yourself? How deep have you gone into yourself to really make sure that you are your best, whatever your potential is? I believe there's always more in the tank than you even think or that you know of. So the mentorship is designed to get the most out of you and to discover your deepest purpose so that you can live with passion and then, create the maximum impact that you want. So that's the organic growth of Fitness Quest 10 and Todd Durkin Enterprises. And we've got some exciting things on the horizon in the next 3 years. I mean, starting now, we've got some real, real big focal points. And I know the next couple of years have a lot of exciting times ahead as well.
Great. So with that, I mean, people, obviously now, they've gotten to hear a little bit of kind of what's allowed you to have the success that you have, how you've really built, a one-of-a-kind brand and become essentially a category of one, and then parlayed that into your ideal business. So if we could sum up, 2 or 3 key points that you would want fitness entrepreneurs to take away, lessons that they may be able to use to build their own ideal business, what would those be?
I think when we look at success and we look at significance, I'm always searching for significance. I think success is fleeting and dangerous. We want to be successful, but I'm always like, am I being significant? Am I making a difference in other people's lives? And I think there's some key points that I try to heed attention to. And number one is, do things that move your soul. And as a matter of fact, what are the 5 things that most move your soul? See, most people are very, very busy, but are they busy doing the right types of things? So I know for me, Pat, I have identified the 5 things that most move my soul. And when an opportunity comes along, if it serves one of those 5 things, then I say yes. If it's not related to what I want out of life, it doesn't really move my spirit, then I'm not going to do that. So for me, I know, for example, I love training. I love being in the trenches. I love coaching people. I love leading. I love leading my team. I love leading classes. I love being a leader in the industry. So I love the leadership role. I love writing and I love speaking. I love to write. It moves my soul. I love speaking. When I'm on the platform, I study it. I don't just get up there and I'm not prepared. I study how I can be the best to move someone's emotions when I'm up on the platform, to get the most out of someone, to say, today's the day for me to take action. Today's the day that I'm going to align my purpose with my passion. And the last thing, the fifth thing that I love to do that moves my spirit is family time. So if it relates to family, I've got a wife and three kids that I've got to prioritize, because I work 7 days a week in my business because I love working all the time, but I also love my family time. But any of the five things, training, leading, writing, speaking, or family time, when the opportunities come, if they relate to those five things, the answer would be yes. Otherwise, I say no. So that's a lot on success and significance. And I've got a few more if you want me to share, Pat.
Oh, please do. Please do. That was wonderful. Yeah.
I think anyone listening, you just want to identify the things that most move your spirit. Otherwise, you'll be doing things that you hate to do. And one that's related to that is, do what you do best and hire the rest. Do what you do best and hire the rest. Because if you get so bogged down in things that you don't love to do, you lose your passion and your energy wanes, and then you don't feel great. As a matter of fact, you could probably tell I'm a little hoarse today, because as we're recording this, I just recently wrapped up my 3.5-day mentorship of 3.5 days of nonstop talking. So my voice is raspy and I've given my all in that. Learn every day. So if I was to add a third thing, number one, the five things that move your soul, two is do what you do best and hire the rest, learn every day. And that could be reading a book for 30 minutes, or it could be listening to a podcast. Maybe this podcast you're listening to right now, Ideal Business, is your learning for the day. Possibly you get one thing out of listening to Pat or myself today on the inaugural launch of Ideal Business. Say, you know what? I'm going to listen to this, you know, every time Pat puts out an episode, because he's got a great lineup of presenters that will be part of the podcast. But listen every day. As part of my rule is, I'm going to spend at least 30 minutes every day learning. Next, attend live events every year. I say attend two live events, one in the industry and one outside of the industry. Another one, get more mellow yellow time and blue sky time. Mellow yellow time is when you're away from work. I call that time when you're working, green machine. That's when you're making money. Mellow yellow time is when you're traveling. All your big ideas come when you're away from the trenches, when you're out in the mountains and you're hiking or you're skiing, or you're on the beach or you're going for a run, you're working out. And your blue sky time is your strategy time. That's when you sit down with a mentor, you sit down with your mastermind group, or you sit down by yourself and you map out where you're going. Because another one of my points is reverse engineer your life. How do you reverse engineer your life? You have to strategize for your life. And when you're part of a mastermind group or a coaching group, then you have a select number of people that are like-minded. It's like fertile soil, and they can help you build your dream. So get your mellow yellow time, get your blue sky time, be part of a mastermind group, get out and get the strategy time, and then be willing to take action. A couple more I would just add in, because I'm a big list guy, is work on your leadership. And maybe you're a one man or a one woman show. You still have to work on your leadership, because when you look at your team, and your team can certainly consist right now of your accountant, possibly your attorney, your spouse. Your spouse is part of your team. You need to communicate to your spouse. But if you happen to have a team like I have a team, you have employees or independent contractors, it is absolutely critical in our industry that you set expectations. Trainers need expectations and they need feedback. But solopreneurs or entrepreneurs or managers of a fitness facility typically fail if they don't set expectations and they don't give feedback. Maybe you're not comfortable giving feedback because you think you're going to hurt someone's feelings. Well, if you want a winning organization, you must give feedback, because feedback's the breakfast of champions. Everyone needs feedback. And when you get that, when you get the feedback, that allows for you to improve. Maybe I'll just give you two more, Pat. It's probably about 10, and I like the number 10. That's Fitness Quest 10. We all strive for perfection in our health and wellness in our life. Is I want you to identify your best practices in life and adhere to them. Like I know what all my best practices are. For example, I don't turn my phone on in the morning until my early morning routine is done. So my holy hour, my early morning time is critical. I don't check email. I don't turn on my phone. I don't tweet. I don't Instagram or Facebook. All those things I love to do, but it never happens, ever happens before I get my morning routine done. That allows me to control the day instead of the day controlling me. I know what I need to eat. Nutrition, trainers, we need to make sure that we're in the best shape of our lives. We need to eat world class. And I mean that. And this is a wake-up call for a lot of us fit pros. If you today, right now, hopefully you're listening to this Ideal Business, maybe you're out for a walk or jog, or you're working out, or maybe you're driving your car. Think about how can you tweak your routine to make yourself more world-class, to make yourself more like a pro athlete. Because, you know, I happen to train pro athletes and lead athletes as well as fitness enthusiasts as well. I want to be as in good a shape as they are. I might not run as fast as I used to or jump as high as I used to because I don't. I can still talk a mean game and I can talk smack and I'm going to train as hard as I used to. So intensity is intensity, and I've got a list of best practices. My challenge to you guys is, as fitness pros, is do whatever it takes to make sure that you live your best practices and always, always do your best to live those out. And then I'll end with my word is impact. And impact is an acronym. Live inspired, master your craft, play at world class. Play at world class is a mindset. So get your mind right. A is take action. Anything that you learn from Pat or that you learn from any of the guests on Ideal Business, this being the first episode, is you get a great idea. Man, if you don't take action, it's just an idea. And everyone has a great idea. Everyone wants to be great. Everyone wants to look good. Everyone wants to feel great. But are you going to do the little things that it takes? Are you going to cut out the bad habits that you need to cut out, whatever they are, whether it be drinking, boozing, cussing, whatever habit you want to break? And we're being non-judgmental here. You know, whatever you want to change, habits you want to change, then change them. Take action. C is condition for greatness, and then be tenacious. So there's a laundry list of habits, things I would advise there. These are just lessons, Pat, that I am not perfect. I've made more mistakes and learned a lot of lessons than most people, but I guess that just means I've been around a lot longer too.
Well, that was great and just reinforces why I'm so happy that I was able to connect with you for episode number one, because I mean, you really set the tone for what this show is going to be about, you know, basically helping people play at a higher level to build the business that they want, and that to be a part of allowing them to live the life that they want. So, Todd, I can't thank you enough. Now, for everybody listening in, if you want to learn more about some of the stuff Todd touched on, you know, the events that he hosts, like that 3.5-day mastermind, you know, his coaching programs, his resources, you know, even the events that he is speaking at, you can go to todddurkin.com, and it's easy to navigate. You can find all sorts of information about how you can, you know, learn from Todd, be part of his programs, connect with him in person at some of these live events. So todddurkin.com, and we'll have that link in the show notes. Again, Todd, thanks for being part of this. And I really appreciate it. It was awesome.
No, Pat, I appreciate what you're doing, man. It's fantastic. And when you think about your ideal business, I think you got to be aligned with your purpose, right? Whatever your purpose is. And there's so many ways to create success and significance today. So thank you for what you do. And I'd also say, guys, I'd love if you can hop over to doseofdurkin.com. This is a free. I enjoy doing these. They're just little 1 to 2 minute little videos and tidbits I put out every Monday morning. So as Pat mentioned, the todddurkin.com site is where you can get all the information on my programs. But if you just want to stay connected with a free text, I literally will email you and or text you every Monday morning with a nugget of just motivation and inspiration. So that's just doseofdurkin.com. Again, it's completely free. If you want to do that, hop over there. As Pat mentioned, the todddurkin.com site has all of our other information and programs as well. So, Pat, thank you for having me on. I'm truly honored to be your first guest on your Ideal Business podcast.
Thank you again, and we'll wrap it up with this. So, guys, this is the first episode of the Ideal Business Show, signing off.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut-and-paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.